Hello and welcome to awareness.podomatic.com. Tonight I was walking in our neighborhood and my sister's daughter, my niece, she came to have dinner with me. So we walked in the neighborhood to a restaurant. And once we got there, we were talking about things and she was mentioning to me that there are some things that she is afraid of. And the more she talked, the more I repeated exactly what she was saying to me. She would tell me a fear, and I would repeat it back to her. So you are afraid to move and find another place to live. So you are afraid of being alone. Okay, I understand that, of course. And as she continued, so did I. And she's suffering terribly, so I said, do you know, have you ever seen the egg of a chicken? And she said, of course I have seen the egg of a chicken. And I said, you know, can you imagine that before the chicken comes out of an egg, what it is like? And she took a moment and she thought about what must a tiny little chicken inside this little egg be feeling just before it must come out. And I said to her, okay, so imagine that there is a 40-pound chicken sitting inside of a tiny little egg that would fit into the palm of your hand. What must this 40-pound chicken feel inside that tiny little egg? And she said, oh my God, it would be incredible pressure. It would be so uncomfortable. That poor chicken would be suffocating. It would be terrible. It couldn't move not even an inch. And she said, you know, I feel like I have not been growing in 3 years. I have not grown at all. And I said, I want you to consider this. You are a 40-pound chicken. You have been growing and growing and growing. And with all of your suffering, you are simply inside of a shell that is too small, but you have already done the growing. You have already become a 40-pound chicken girl. So now you're running around like a chicken. A big one. Well, of course she laughed and she laughed and she thought, you know, I guess it's true. I have been feeling this pressure and this misery that a 40-pound chicken would be feeling inside of that tiny little eggshell that would be in the palm of your hand. So then, of course, the question becomes, well, how long are you going to stay inside of this shell? Well, she sat and she thought about it, and she's thinking about the chicken, and how does the chicken get out of the shell? Of course, it must do it, or it will die inside of there, which is how she has been feeling. You have to push. You must break the shell. You must identify what is it that is keeping me so small in my life. And push and push with everything that you've got. Your life depends upon it. Life itself depends upon you breaking out of that shell. So what is it in your life? Where are you holding back? Where are you being small when you're not small? And this is the question. Of course, you can stay inside of a shell. You can be a 40-pound chicken inside of a tiny little shell. there is nothing wrong with this either. In your experience of life, a lot of pressure, more misery, continuing on and on. There is nothing wrong with it. How long are you going to tolerate being inside of a small shell of your own creation? It is not doing you any good anymore. It is no longer nourishing you like it once was. It is no longer protecting you like it once was. It is not your host, though you may be used to it. You will die in there, being all tied up in knots. You can't move. It is time to break out. Where will you break out to? Look, a chicken, it has no reason to break out. It must break out or it will die. Of course, we have no idea, just like the chicken, we have no idea that there is a shell. We know we just simply must break it. When we are inside of a shell as a chicken, we do not know it is a shell. All we know is it is our home. All we know is it is safe, it is comfortable. We do not know what is on the other side. But we know if we do not break out, we will die. Human being is the same. We are suffering in some way. And if we do not get out, we will die. But we do not know what is on the other side of suffering. But we must push with all of our might. And we will find out what is on the other side. We will find out what is out there once we break the shell that we have created in our own mind. Take some time. Identify what is this shell? Where is this suffering? Where am I playing a game in my life that is too small for me to play any longer? What types of things have I been doing that are really done? What is complete in my life? What did I say I wanted to accomplish? Have I already accomplished it and now I am just hanging out? Where is there pressure? Where is there resistance in my own life of my own creating? And push through it. Now that does not mean do any sort of damage to other people who may be inside of a shell also. We must be responsible for breaking out of our shell without breaking other people out of their shell. That is their business, not your business. What happens if you go running up to another chicken egg? You break out, all of a sudden you're free. Look, oh my God, I can't believe I was suffering so terribly inside of that chicken shell. I was such an idiot for being like that. Oh my God, I can't believe I put up with everything like that for so long about myself. You know what I'm going to do? I'm going to go over to this egg and break his egg. But it may be too soon to do that. They're going to have to muster the energy, generate the power, themselves. It is not going to work to run around cracking eggs. You are now a 40-pound chicken outside of your egg. It is not going to work to go around breaking eggs. All you're going to make is a mess. Runny eggs everywhere. So, look again to your life. Where are you being a big chicken? Where in your life are you running around and being a big chicken? Take a look. There may be somewhere. Thank you so much for joining me on awareness.podomatic.com. I look forward to our next conversation. Until then, thank you.